This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is called a reset. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9 with Macca and Nevena.
Macca, we have a wonderful guest in the studio with us today. This is a person I follow very actively on Twitter and am always enthralled by your contributions to the public sphere. Welcome, Jasper Peach, to Saturday Magazine.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, team.
It's a pleasure. This new book that you've written, You'll Be a Wonderful Parent, Advice and Encouragement for Rainbow Families of All Kinds. And I ask you to do this at the end of this. I want you to make an assessment on what you hear from us, whether you think Paul, Nevena, or myself would make a good parent.
Look, it's not my call.
No.
How you feel?
You've written
about
a book. It's a reference material. Why did you write it?
It's the book that I reached for and couldn't find.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had a lot of experience in the lead up to becoming a parent, where I found that the information shared in our community, the equipment shared in our community to help us conceive, the reference for who is the safe doctor to see,
right,
what do you do to conceive at home, what do you do when you found a donor, all these things. This information is shared so much through conversation, and every now and then in a book about becoming a parent or conceiving or all of the things that happen once you become a person with kids, it wasn't really freely available for queer people. There might have been a paragraph in the book for the wider community that was put in to be inclusive but was a little bit tokenistic and didn't really cover the breadth and the amazing diversity of who we are. So I did a sensitivity read for a wonderful friend of mine, an author, Ailsa Wild, who'd written a book called You'll Be a Wonderful Dad. And I said, look, this is beautiful, Ailsa. You're a heterosexual cis woman. You're talking about a heterosexual cis man. There's nothing wrong with that. What I know about you is that you love all kinds of people. Maybe include something like that in your book, but there really should be a book for the LGBTIQA plus community. And her publisher rang me, Hardy Grant, and said, would you like to write this?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, yes. And away I went. And it's been a dream working on this. It's such a kind thing. And I keep thinking, it doesn't matter who wrote it. I feel very privileged to have written it. But I'm just glad that it exists and will be soon available to people.
And Jasper, did this book go in tandem with your journey to parenthood? Are the two related? Is this book a little bit like a child or a nibbling to you?
Well, do you know, I received in the post two copies just before Christmas. I gave one to my mum, and I carry that around in my bag because whoever I run into, they'll say, oh, congratulations on your book. And I say, look, I've got one. I can't give it to you yet, but there'll be some available soon. But the thing that really hit home for me was when I saw it on Goodreads.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was that, but I really put tears in my eyes because, you know, like lots of people, I have loved books my whole life, and to actually have one.
I love books.
Oh,
love
they're, books aren't they wonderful? Studio. They're wonderful to hold in your hand and to press into the palms of people who will need them or who you think, oh, someone I know will really get something from this.
And, you know, if your tablet or your laptop battery is flat, an e-book's no good to you.
It's very true, very true.
Jasper, on this show we talk to a lot of politicians, and through advocacy work and activism that we've all done, we talk to a lot of politicians, and often there isn't necessarily not even a balanced view. There just isn't a view expressed from our communities. What are some messages that politicians could be learning from your book?
Oh, gosh. What could politicians learn from this book? Kindness. They could learn about who exists. They could learn that they represent more than pale style males. They could learn that there are all sorts of people, and all of us are precious and valuable and loving and loved, and we all matter.
And, you know, there's another thing you could say to them.
Well, I could say lots of
things. Well, lots of things. But, you know, when our community start a family and enlarge their family, ultimately those new family members will vote. So if you treat us badly and you treat our family members badly, ultimately it's going to come back and bite you on the ass.
Certainly, yeah. I was thinking on the drive in here, because I live in Castlemaine on Jarrah.
Oh, wow. Yes,
thank you.
So I've had another thing, it's my birthday today. So I loaded up my family into the car and I thought, let's go to St Kilda and we'll go, the kids can have a paddle in the water and we'll get an ice cream. And so getting the invite to come on the show was a really great way to work out what to do today. And I, you know, I put my family in the car and we drove down. And I don't remember what I was talking about. I got excited.
So we have a little message from you. Please. Is that right, Paul? Take it away, Macca.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, so kind. Thank
there you.
There you
go. Thousands of people now Amazing. Know it's your birthday.
Well, thank you. All I'd like for my birthday is, if you're listening, do something kind for yourself and celebrate it. But I was driving in and thought, and the kids asked, where are we going? And I said, we're going to a radio station. And I actually started at Joy when we were above the hardware store.
Above Homo Hardware.
Yeah, in South Melbourne. And I said, we're going to a wonderful place called the Pride Centre, which is for families like ours.
Oh. And isn't that beautiful?
And they're running around downstairs causing all sorts of mayhem with my wife.
Who would have thought all those years ago that we'd be here, that we'd have a permanent home?
It's amazing.
For our entire community, which is all represented here. You know, there's no space left for organisations because it's full. Mm. And it's, you know, who would have ever thought, Jasper, all those years ago?
There has been so much rapid change, hasn't there? So much rapid marriage equality and even now the fact that IVF will now be available through Medicare. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Jasper, you are an incredible storyteller and you approach information with such consideration and kindness. How did you this is not an easy thing to write about, becoming a parent. Mm. The journey to parenthood is especially complicated. Especially complicated for people in our communities. How did you look after yourself while you were writing this book?
It's funny you ask that. I ended up in hospital with double pneumonia. So it was a big lesson that I do need to – because it's pressure, right? It's a big thing to represent an entire community. Yeah. I wanted to be really sure that no one was left out because I know what it is to be left out of these conversations. So I made sure I spoke to as many people as I could within all the alphabet soup, we would call it, because I only have my lived experience. But if I can understand someone else's perspective, I include a lot of case studies in the book. But taking care of myself, I'll try and do that for the next book because that didn't really happen with this one.
What was the... If I can ask Jasper, what was the hardest part about writing the book? What area or, you know, expressing did you find the biggest challenge with?
Oh, gosh. It really, to me, the hardest part was I'd wake up at 3 a.m. and go, I've left someone out. And I don't mean to be repetitive because I know I sort of said that to the last question, but it really, no one can be as hard on me as I am on myself. And the hardest part was making sure I was ready to hand it over, because I'd still be tinkering away with it now if the publisher hadn't said, come on, it's okay.
So publisher is
Hardy Grant.
Now, Hardy Grant do heaps of
really interesting work.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Really good book. Mm. It's called You'll Be a Wonderful Parent, Advice and Encouragement for Rainbow Families of All Kinds by Jasper Peach. Illustrations by Quince Francis.
Yes, a local to me in Jarrah Country, a local non-binary parent.
Fantastic.
Who is a wonderful illustrator.
And Jasper, where can we buy this? Yeah. How can we get this? And how can we be making sure that it's not just us that is reading this? We need our allies to be reading and understanding this and learning to love our families as much as we do.
Well, I think that's a really good point that you make. It's for everyone. Look, if I can say so myself, it's a beautiful book.
It's gorgeous.
Something bright and shiny and happy to have on your coffee table or in your office, or if you're an IVF clinic, you might like it for your waiting room. if you go to any of my socials, Instagram and Twitter are both at Jasper Peach Says, and there's a link, or I've pinned a post how to pre-order.
Okay.
If you pre-order, it'll arrive around release date, which is the 8th of March.
So that's when we'll be celebrating again.
Yes.
Now.
When? Now?
What do you reckon?
Okay.
Would you, would Paul, myself, or Nevena, do you think you'll be a wonderful parent? Would there be in a chapter about those who couldn't be? What do you think?
Yes, it's funny you say that, because I made sure in the beginning that there was a statement that I know that there are people who this was their dream and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I saw it happen to so many of my community members, and I hold them in my heart while writing this book as well. But if you three were a triad.
a polycule?
Yes.
A polycrisis maker.
Really? Oh, gosh. And I always say to my wife, we need another spouse. This is exhausting.
Yeah.
So in for a penny, in for a pound, Macca, what do you say?
I don't know that I'd make a good parent, because I think my views are too strongly held. I think kids need to grow up with a broader view of the world. I'm not going to change.
Yeah, so. You don't have to. It's okay. Not everyone needs to be a parent either.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Not having children is just as valid a life and a lifestyle. Yeah.
Jasper, it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thank you for joining us on your birthday and driving all the way down from Jarjawarong country. You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Paul. Macca, what's coming up next?
Okay. Coming up after the news, Word for Word with Loretta and Lisa Daniel. 1 p.m., Living in the 70s. The theme is artists that we've lost in 2022. Well, it could be a long show. Checkpoint is, well, there was a lot, you know, there was a lot.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.